I'll see you next Wednesday night. Really one of those weeks. I'm blaming my knees. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. And all the competing simple, that's the way to do it. I could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like "aw shucks."
The Town Mikey D. I am Phil. We have Patrick S. Barry from Jukebox Zeros here with me.
Hello, this is Patrick.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
yeah, hey, this is Patrick. Now my voice is in my head. Before it was not.
Yeah. Yes.
Is that normal?
Voices in your head?
Let's just move on.
Yes. I think so. I would think so. What? That's a weird noise.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably just some.
That's the noise in my head.
It's probably just the headphone jack.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's fine.
Everyone can hear it though.
No.
But there's a. We have 3 hours of Boston
God.
And New England music. Yes.
Get ready.
Yes. We do not have a live band tonight.
No.
So
filling her up.
We are going to go through the hallowed racks of WMFO's local section.
Yeah.
And we're going to be digging. We may dig a little deep.
Yeah,
who knows?
I think we're going to go deep. We'll go shallow. We'll go long. We'll go short. Go far and wide, because I brought nothing with me tonight. So we're going to have some fun figuring out what we're going to play tonight. What do you got? What do you got lined up for
us,
Phil?
Let's see here.
Well, while you're getting that ready,
yeah, exactly.
You're tuned into On the Town with Mikey D here in Medford. Usually, I'm joined by my cohort Lils, who unfortunately had a prior engagement tonight. She's been down here a few times, though.
Oh yeah, well the last couple of times she's been like manning the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Or womaning the board.
Yeah, exactly. Which, you know,
what's the political correct term for that?
It's personnel.
Oh God.
Controlling the board. There we go.
But let's start this whole thing off with something a little left of center for us. Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
Let's get this going. 91.5 WMFO On the Town with Mikey D.
Thank you. Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Thank you.
the Town with Mikey D.
Ooh, some spooky noises on the end of that one.
What the, this was an actual live performance in Studio Day.
That's right. That's right. Right.
Yes.
Like not even like 15 feet from where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, through our portal window into Studio D, which is black this week.
Yeah, sad.
It's dark.
No
it's
music.
It's all dark.
It's all dark. No music this week.
No live music this
week.
That's
true. We have printed music.
We have printed music.
We have dead music.
Well, you see, well, with no guests this time out, you got to choose the comfy chair.
That's right. Yeah. So. I had all that time to like get the right chair, but I decided to pick like the last 45 seconds of that song to shift around the chair, and then decide that this chair kind of stinks, so I'm gonna grab this brown one, and then I finally got my buns in the seat just in time.
Just in time, yeah. But yes, that was on our double CD compilation. You could go to onthetownwithmikeyd.com to get your copy, digital or printed.
Yeah,
because I'm old school. I like the printed personally.
And yeah, just put it on my Spotify.
Yeah, there you go.
I can't click it. I can't click this CD. It's got a big hole in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what are you gonna do?
I'm baby.
Yes.
Baby.
Before that, we dug out some Ease Into the Noise. Yes, our project.
Oh, wait, who was the live performance? That was
Very Lumar.
That was Very Lumar, right? That yes. was Slave, right?
That was Slave.
Yeah. And then Oblivious to Charm by Ease Into the Noise.
Yes. Our little project there.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, well,
it's good stuff though. And then who was before that?
We had Letters to Cleo with their cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat. I liked how it gets loud at the choruses.
Yeah, it's very, very 90s.
Very, very 90s Boston.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was nice, though. And yeah, she did a nice job with the Nick's vocals.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she didn't try to imitate Nick's.
That was right, exactly.
That was the coolest part. But we started that block off with new stuff. I personally love getting new stuff in the station. That was Clam with Triangular Fjord. I apologize if I didn't say that right.
No,
there,
I think that
there
was
are
right.
Umlauts over the Y. So I don't know if that makes it a different pronunciation.
I think that only exists within Queensryche. I don't think it's an actual letter that's like canonically umlauted. I haven't been to any countries that use umlauts in a while, but last I checked, I don't think Y was like on number one. It's usually like a U. Good stuff. That was a fun, very, very proggy, very kind of King Crimson-y little project from Pete Danilchuk.
Yeah.
And Josh Verhaar.
Thank you, Pete Danilchuk, for telling us about it.
Yeah, all those guys are in like different prog rock acts around Boston.
And cool and having group. Something kind of jazzy and proggy like that to what better way to open the show?
Right, exactly. You know? What better way to open this madness, this onslaught that you're about to get? The 3 hours, the 270
180 minutes.
Well, that's 2 hours, isn't it? No, that's it. Is 100.
180 minutes.
Forgetting math. Oh, this is gonna be tough. Yeah, we should.
To
we should
quote
not do
some
math.
Of my friends, math is very tacky.
Math is it's mad corny. Very tacky. Ugh.
All right, so let's get into more new stuff.
Yeah,
you brought this one to us.
Oh, this is the new Wilderun track.
Yeah,
they got an album release show. I'll talk about that on the report a little later on. But they got a new track, new album actually.
Yes,
called the Veil of Imagination.
Yes, Veil of Imagination, and I mean full disclosure. A lot of these songs very, very long.
Yeah, and, well, that's what you're...
And that is definitely their
thing. That seems to be their thing. It's the description describes them as like classical, prog, metal, But yeah. all these acts that are not known for being succinct.
Right. So, I mean, we're going to do what we can. I mean, we don't want to, you know, eat up all the time with one band. I mean, as much as they would like to.
Yeah.
They would love us to, you know, play 3 hours of their album, but...
Play my 3 hour long noise album. It's important.
All right. Well, enough ragging on them. So let's play Scentless Core Fading, because there's also another Scentless Core on the album. This one's Scentless Core Fading from Veil of Imagination, Wilderun, 91.5 WMFO.
Thank you. Sometimes she's called low down.
With a pitiful hat, whose name is something both hard and bird-like, but I can't really remember it right now. And he really dug it. Of course, they didn't know who I was, even though my name was printed on it. They just thought, hey, cool, and it's only $8. And the guitarist probably thought he could make a pitiful hat out of it. To the sales counter, and from the other direction came the lead singer, the one who sounds like he's imitating a heavy metal singer who in turn is imitating a previous heavy metal singer, the one whom Grace Slick made her comment about.
There's great singers today, like Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, but none of the stations play these bands, so nobody hears them, and their great talents go unnoticed.
And supplemented,
it's tough out there these days.
Which led me to think of the amount of drugs she probably did and how they must have poisoned her mind. and how she sang, "We built this city on rock and roll and other great gifts to mankind and culture," and how I probably shouldn't listen to her because she's out of touch. So pitifully so, the guitarist should make her into a hat.
Drinking and driving. Whether I'm going to Johnny Foodmasters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked pisser.
Petty trespasser, benign transgression, radio mayday, radio, benign transgression.
91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
That's
Mikey D.
That's right. Luxury Death Trap.
That was Luxury Death Trap.
Yes.
What's the name of that one?
Sinking Ship, the full version. We played the full version of that one.
That's right. No halvesies. You get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Filling it up. Double stuff. Like the Oreos. And yeah.
Well, that's it. That's now being contested because double stuff like 10 years ago is not the same as it is now.
Oh, it's not the same like ratios?
I guess so.
You gotta get on that. Bring it down.
I was never an Oreo person. Yeah, y'all can crucify me for that, but I was never an Oreo person.
Hydrox?
No.
They're the same thing.
I know they're the same thing, but yeah, no. I mean,
it's not like a brand loyalty thing. Yeah, I mean, they're kind of one note. I kind of got over them.
Yeah, you know, because I'm not 12, you know, kind of thing.
But, I'm into fancier snacks now, like zebra cakes.
Oh, yeah. Well, this time of year, I'm all about the pumpkin spice rolls.
Oh, that's right. Ooh.
So, yes, the little Debbie shiz.
Yeah. So, head on down to your
head local, on down to any Target store, and you can get a big box of them.
Yeah, exactly. 2 for $6.
All right. That was not meant to be a commercial, by the way. Anyhow.
Don't go there. Whatever you do, don't go there.
Yeah, so Luxury Death Trap, they have a show coming up. The concert report will be coming up in a little bit.
Yep.
But, I've been doing some digging here.
Yeah, some serious digging. But before that,
we had John Pau Haida International Airport from The Bad Pilot, the brand new record.
Wow.
I played Invisible Now. And you dug up Bongo Fury.
That's right.
Peter Moore is going to either love or hate you.
I mean, that song was Pearl Jam Stole My Hair.
Pearl Jam Bought My Hair.
Pearl Jam Bought My Hair. I apologize. Yeah, that was just, that just stuck. Just
it
stood
just
right
stood
up
right out.
Yeah, it was, what a beautiful slice of what a beautiful period piece that was.
Definitely.
Sometimes you make the right choice.
That is, believe it or not, 25 years ago. Oh, yep. My God. Okay.
Stop staring into the void. What was before that?
All right. We had Doug McDonald Band with Cheap Red Wine from the Soundcheck album. All of those songs on that album were recorded live in their rehearsal space or at shows or anything like that. Yeah, so that was kind of neat. And we started that all off with, you know, some prog symphonic metal.
Yeah.
With Wilderun from Veil of Imagination. That was Scentless Core Fading.
Yes.
Yes.
I think that was part two of a series.
Yes. Part two of two.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have the information in front of me.
It's supposed to part two of one.
Hey, there's, you know, part fours of trilogies, so it can happen.
Yeah, I mean, just need Disney to buy it out.
Of course.
Man.
All right, so let's start off this block with a familiar face.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he's actually heading out on tour. I think he's leaving tomorrow morning for tour. Mm. He's going all through the Midwest, and we do wish him well. This is the Big Lonesome, Chad. Safe travels.
Safe travels, buddy.
This is Dummy. 91.5 WMFO. Matt.